Now, technology and advances in technology have made life much easier in some ways for blind and partially sighted people, but there are still some pitfalls. Like, for instance, if you want to shop online. Paul Quigley joins me now, recently lost all his sight, lives with RP, and, well, you had an experience, didn't you?
I certainly did, Simon. Mm. Yes, it was on Amazon, of course. I mean, do you buy stuff off Amazon, Simon? I certainly seem to buy a lot these days.
I do, yeah.
It's delivered to the door and all that. It sounds all good, doesn't it, really? Sounds too good to be true. Until they call your eyesight or lack thereof into action. Now, what happened to me was that about 6 months ago, I made a purchase through Amazon of a little chair and tables for my little courtyard, you know, or kitchen, a little bijou bistro set. And it was about just over 100 quid, which was, you know, not an insignificant sum. Anyway, long story short, when it arrived, a couple of the bolts weren't in it. But I, being as I was, you know, a bit of a DIY guy, and I felt my way through the packaging and there was nothing in there. I put it all together as best I could. Long story short, comes to about a week ago, and I went to sit on one of the chairs and a damn leg fell off. I mean, thankfully there was no personal injury claim involved in that one, but it just fell apart and I felt underneath it and I could feel that one of the bolts either had gone, was never there, or I don't think it was ever there actually. I think I put one of the bolt legs on. Anyway, long story short, the table, part of the table had cracked as well. There was a little O-ring on the table and that had cracked. That actually cracked in transit, but I thought I could live without it. Anyway, I thought, no, two things have gone wrong now. I'm going to contact the vendor. This thing under guarantee, under law, has to last at least 12 months. So I thought, this is not even 6 months here. I'm going to contact the vendor and say, can you send me some spare parts at the very least? So I did that. I got onto Amazon and I typed up an email through the claim thing to the vendor. And I got a response in a very strange English. And then I realized it wasn't an English company or a British company. So it was a German company trading through Amazon UK, which I thought, okay, fair enough. But they said, okay, you know, we don't stock this product anymore. We don't stock it anymore. I thought, oh, damn. And they said, but, you know, we can initiate a refund if you, the customer, take some photographs of what's of the problems and send them back to us, and we can then look into issuing a refund. And I thought, oh. So I wrote back and I said, sorry, I can't take photographs. I'm registered blind. And went quiet for a minute. And a response came the next day. Oh, well, this is our policy. You have to take photographs because we, you know, that's what we do. That's our process. You have to do it. That's our policy. That no customer refunds unless you take photographs of the dodgy, broken, faulty stroke product. And I wrote back and I said, I'm really sorry. I said, I'm not being difficult. I said, but I can't see to take any photographs. I just can't see to do that. You know, can you please, you know, look into sort of finding some bolts or something to rectify my problem? So it went away. And the next day, another one come back saying, oh, can you find somebody else to take photographs, a third party that can take photographs for you? And I thought, oh my God, no, I thought this is against the law now. This is completely against the Equalities Act 2010. So I then started to quote the law at them. I said, excuse me. I said, I really don't think you can do that. I said, under British law, you are supposed to make reasonable adjustment, their quotes, to your systems and processes for this very purpose, because we are in protected groups. We have protected characteristics under the law. I don't know whether it, but I was thinking, this is a German company. Do they even recognize the Equalities law? I thought, well, if they're trading through Amazon, they must have to adhere to our laws. Anyway, so it went back, and then I got another stonewall response. Sorry, no, they didn't even say sorry. They just said, no, you must send the photographs or we do not issue refund. And I thought, oh Lord. And then out of the blue, I got an email from Amazon, and I thought, great. They've been watching the email trail back and forth, and which is great. This is why kind of we do it, don't we, through Amazon, to get that extra level of protection. Well, they steamed in and said, your claim has been denied. And I thought, what? Hey, so they denied this claim. And they said, but if you wish to make an appeal, go to this page, that page, within your account, your orders, da, da, da. And there's a little button over on the left. Well, it actually is on the left. I didn't tell you where. There's a button where it says, where you can file an appeal. Well, I went straight to the page. Of course I did. Nothing. I spent about 30 minutes up and down this page trying to get my text-to-speech reader to find the button that they were alluding to. Nothing. Not a dicky bird. And I thought, that's it. I've been eight-balled. I'm stuck behind the eight ball. Can't get out. No way of getting out. I'm going to lose me 100 quid. My table's falling apart. I've lost my money. The vendor doesn't want to know because they said we can't get photos. I'm stymied. And I couldn't believe it. I just thought, oh, I gave up. I actually thought I put that one down to experience. Those A to Z guarantees on Amazon mean nothing. Long story short, fortunately, and here's a bit where it kind of turns good here, that there is a happy ending coming here. Because the German company wrote back the next day because it got escalated. I did ask it for it to be escalated to the chief exec to say I wasn't happy. I think, you know, under law, you know, we do have rights here. And the supervisor of the CSR, the customer service rep, wrote back to say, you know, it is normally our policy to do these photographs, but we have issued a full refund to you. You may keep the goods. You don't have to send them back, and you can do with them what you will, keep them or dispose of them. We hope this has remedied the situation, and have a nice day. It's signed German company. And I thought, well, do you know what? That is amazing. I didn't actually want a refund. I just wanted a couple of bolts. It would have fixed it. So I thought, there you are. Amazon had really let me down. I thought they would have been the white knight that had come in and said, you know, wave the magic wand, particularly for somebody with a visual impairment who registered blind in Britain. I would have thought they would have been the ones who were actually on top of the law and said, yes, you know, to the vendor, you have to adjust your systems and processes to make what they call, as we all know, reasonable adjustments to the way that they do business. But they didn't. They didn't stick to that. They didn't say, and it, you know, even the German company that was trading through Amazon didn't either. So I think you just have to be careful. They say that about buying secondhand, you know, even buying new, it is the old Latin phrase, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. But I mean, you can't ever be that, you know, careful about everything, because you would just make an assumption that if you have a product that within 12 months, it is under warranty. But I suppose when things go out of stock, as they seem to do with certain companies, you know, they will make you battle to get your money back. And if that means having to take photographs, then just say no, just refuse, do as I did, just say refuse to on the basis of your disability, and just stick with it, quote the law to them, and ask to be escalated up the food chain, and hopefully you'll get some sort of remedy, as they call it. So get some remedy, don't give up. I almost gave up. Well, in fact, I had given up.
Do you know what, Paul? You just calm down there. I know what you get like. You get all fired up. I mean, we were talking about this a while ago, weren't we? And yeah. In a situation like this, this is where we have to probably raise awareness, and you've done it without losing your temper with them. You've not been rude to them. Yes. And you've got a result, so it is positive in some ways.
Oh, it is positive. I think the thing is that what most people who have disabilities need to be really, really learn the law. They almost need to go on like a primer course to know your rights, almost like a know your rights when you, and there are protections, and they have to, when you're doing business or trading or even just as a consumer, you have very, very firm rights, and you can't be fobbed off, basically. You can't be fobbed off and expected to take photographs. I mean, the picture of a blind person trying to fumble around with a camera to point it at the general direction of a product because a sighted vendor needs to see that as part of their so-called evidence, you know, so that you're not lying to them. I mean, it's demeaning and it's degrading. And to have to go through that, it was disgusting, because they kind of make out that you're a liar when, of course, you're not. And yet they expect you to have a granny or a relative or a friend next door who's on hand 24/7. Some of us, you know, those of us who live alone, for example, they don't have people readily can take the picture. But that's, again, that is against the law. As we all know, to be independent is to be able to do all of these things without assistance from a sighted person. And for anyone to ever insist that you must do this, or get your help, your friend to help you fill your form in, that is not the law. And I think this is what our battle is.
Maybe that's something, though, we need to watch, though, the fact that you could be dealing with companies that aren't in Britain, like you were, to be more aware of that as well.
It is. I think what you point out, that the law in Britain, whether or not, if they're trading in Britain, I think they have to have almost adhered to British law, and they can't claim the fact, oh, I'm a German or a French company and it doesn't apply to them, or now that they are in the EU and Britain is outside of the EU as of whenever, they can't even use that, because if they're trading in the UK, they do need to adhere to UK law no matter what, and that includes the Equalities Act, not just Consumer Credit Act and all that stuff about, you know, refunds and all that. It's all about the customer's ability to be able to, you know, have satisfaction from the goods and services that they buy.
To leave this on a good note, I mean, have you got back to Amazon just to explain your position? And because in some cases, again, it's awareness, isn't it?
You can't. There is no. The email that was sent to me had a do not reply or this. You cannot reply. It was an automated one. It doesn't have a human on the end of it. The only procedure to continue that discourse, that dialogue with them, was to have gone to that webpage that I referenced earlier, where you have to go and find this button to lodge the appeal. So that is the sequence. And because I couldn't find that on their webpage for love nor money, then it's just completely died out. The whole, the email trail will fizzle away, because they're going to assume that I'm not going to appeal. The fact is that in the background, the company has actually remedied the situation to my satisfaction, and more so. That's no reflection on Amazon systems, actually. That was a failure there, because it's not not set up. The accessibility on Amazon's system isn't perfect. Well, it's by a long shot, as you can tell. It hasn't thought about, can a blind person find their way to it? Well, not even a sighted person, I don't think, because I couldn't find it. My text-to-speak read everything out on that page. There was no way that it did it reference the same wording as the wording that was used in the email to say, oh, but you can, you know, make an appeal against this decision that you're not going to get any money back or any remedy. That didn't exist. So, no, and I can't even flag it. Unless I wrote to a generic, you know, customer services at da, 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 maybe, and then referenced the order number and said there has. But you know what? There aren't enough hours in the day, are there? As soon as you get your money back, you just think, oh, well, I've got to feed the cat. You know, I've got to go do some shopping. And, you know, that sort of thing, you get on with your life. You know, who's got time to sit around messing around with forms once you've got what you want? I mean, but I think that's the key, is that's the beauty of RNIB Connect Radio. We can get this message out to the people. Be careful, people.
Yeah, I mean, you can hear what Paul's like if you're listening, people, because, you know, once he gets a firework under him, oof!
Absolutely.
So, would that put you off online shopping, though?
It wouldn't put me off, because I know that you have to have, as I've always said about with visual impairments, you have to have developed the patience of a saint, but the convenience of being able to have things delivered to your door far outweighs the one-off, you know, occurrence of these sorts of incidents, which are very thankfully, they're few and far between. But when they do happen, you do need to know how to go through the sequence of getting some sort of satisfaction out of it. But on halt, no, it won't put me off, because the alternative doesn't bear thinking of, you know, traipsing around Marks and Spencers just as they're putting up the shutting down sale signs. You know what I mean? No, I don't want to do that anymore, thankfully. No, thank you very much, Simon. No, I'd stay at home.
Well, I tell you what, I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Yes, the crosses we bear, Simon.
Oh no, he's turning Scottish.
Anyway,
if you've got any comments on this, perhaps you've had a similar experience, do get in touch. It's radio@rnib.org.uk, or you can just head to our website. But we would love to hear from you, and I'm going to let Paul go and just have a nap, I think.
I'm going to go lay down, feed the cat, and contemplate my next online purchase.
See you soon.
Cheers, Simon.